Tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Get close to your radios and touch the speakers because magic will happen today, I can guarantee it, the first hour. Physical Culture Radio, reinventing yourself at 60. And keep in mind, if you're not 60 yet, now's the time to start thinking about that reinventation. So we're going to be talking with my co-host Brooks Kubik in just a moment. Then, nourishment in the full sense. Not everything that nourishes you can be eaten or drink or tasted. And we're going to be talking more about that later in the show with Deanna Minich. Right now, I have to roll my special music.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Good, good. I failed to mention one thing I need to do real quick.
Go for it.
Giving away a free sample of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. If you go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand corner, where it says Ask the Scientist, click that banner ad and ask for a free sample. And please make sure to include your mailing address, because if you don't get it, it's probably because you didn't put a mailing address in there. Okay, that's enough of that. What's new, Brooks?
Well, we're let's see. I have not launched a new book or course since last week, which may seem like I'm working real slow to you, but we have some things in progress, and we'll be getting some great reading material out for folks.
Well, in fact, just to kind of let a little peek under the tent, I think that there might be a collaboration between you and Elisa producing something for the Superhuman Nation. It looks like.
We are
in the discussion phase.
We are in discussion phase on that, as they say. We are taking a meeting, and it actually is really exciting. And I shared the idea with Trudy and the other day, and she was just like, "Oh yes," she's like, "That is perfect."
Yeah.
So yeah. So this is something really neat, and I think that everyone in the Superhuman Nation is really going to like it. So
today's show is born, the genesis of today's show finds itself in something you and I discussed literally right before today's show, and that is there's a phenomenon taking place right now in America, at least that I know of, partly driven by the changing attitudes of the baby boomer generation, partly driven by the dissatisfaction with the way a lot of people feel the country is being run, regardless of what group of politicians are running it. They all seem to be doing the same thing, and it's not good. And there's a almost rebirth that we have that our parents didn't have, and that is many of us find ourselves in empty nest situations. We find ourselves transitioning from a career to maybe something that we really are enjoying doing more so, and thinking about downsizing, freeing up, lightening the load, and looking at the options. This is something that we typically only see in our early 20s when life is in front of us and we're like, oh, I can do anything I want. And then you get kind of set in stone and you're stuck there for the rest of your life. But our generation is having this second go around of, wow, I can do anything I want. And that's where this whole reinventing yourself at 60 comes from. It's not just about your body, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, the interesting thing is it all starts with being in good health and,
yes,
you know, still having your health and your strength and your fitness and your vitality. Because if you do, you may very well, and it varies from person to person, because, you know, everyone's different, our lives are different, but what many of us are finding, if we are in a position of enjoying strength and health, we find, okay, here we are living in a house that now has two people in it, mom and dad, and the kids are all gone, and you know what, they're doing okay out in the world, and they're not coming back. You know, we don't have any 25 or 30 year olds living in the basement, that sort of thing. And we have this big house; it's way bigger than we need. Our jobs either have changed or are changing or transitioning. We're not going to be doing the 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever job very much longer, if indeed we're still doing it. If we do not have obligations to our own parents, where we may have to care for them as they become older and their health is failing perhaps, we have enormous freedom. And we live in a very mobile society. In fact, the world is mobile. And we can pick up and move.
I think really... something that I didn't pay enough attention to in my introduction, mm-hmm. which you show a shine a light on, that is the single critical part of this, is if you are strong and healthy, the options for the future are unlimited. If you are not strong and healthy, no matter how much money you have in the bank, no matter how many of the tethers that bound you are gone now, you will not even consider starting a new life because you're sick.
That's absolutely true, and that's a very sad thing. And you know, it used to be that once you were over the age of 40, you were old, you know. And then it became 50, and then it became 60, and now I don't know what it is. You know, they say 60 is the new 40, and, you know, 70 is going to be the new 30, and I don't know what. But if you are in good health, if you've done the things when you were younger that, you know, we talk about on the show all the time, and, you know, you cover with all your other guests on various episodes of the show, if you're doing those things, there comes a point in life where you really do have great freedom because you have physical freedom. And that's in contrast to a lot of people who, at a relatively early age, are in extremely poor shape and really don't have these options anymore. I mean, there are a lot of people who can't walk anymore sometime in their 50s or 60s, are bedridden, are, you know, extremely heavy, are having all kinds of problems. And their options are very limited.
And, you know, I remember one time that they, back in the day, I'm going back 5, 6, 7 years ago, when really the longevity and anti-aging movement really started to take flight.
Mm-hmm.
I remember someone did a survey. I don't know if it was the Pew organization or one of those very, very credible organizations. And asked people, would you like to live to be 100? And the large majority of people said no. But then after discussion of who they were polling, it came to light that the majority of the people that were polling are already like in their 60s, had already developed chronic illnesses. And their attitude was, why would I want to live longer feeling like this? And that plays into this this discussion, because the superhuman nation is a small but very unique population of people. We don't realize that.
Well, that's very, very true. And the name of the show is Physical Culture Radio. If you look at the history of physical culture, people who pursued physical culture in the true sense of the term, from, you know, a relatively early age, have always tended to, you know, there are exceptions, but overall, they live longer and they live much better, much healthier, much stronger. They're fit. They're active. You know, you've got Jack LaLanne, the great Joe Rolino, people we've talked about on the show,
yeah.
Sid Klein. You know, there are a lot of, you know, icons of the past who lived long and healthy and very active lifestyles. And, you know, we're seeing it today in, you know, in the lives of people who have maintained their health, who've done the right things. They get into their 60s and they're going full steam ahead, and they're in their 70s and they're still going full steam ahead. And, you know, many of them in their 80s are still going full steam ahead. And when that's your lifestyle and that's something that you are aspiring to, it really does change your whole perception of things. It's a much different worldview than I think the worldview of our parents, which was you work, you retire.
You die.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad was talking about his father, my grandfather, and he said literally that those very words. He said, you know, he worked his whole life, he retired, and he died because that's what you did. You assumed that after you stopped working, you were old and you died. And he did.
Now, I want to throw something else into this mix. So for those of you out there, including myself, who do have some challenges, understand this, that those challenges can be greatly mitigated and pushed to the side through a devoted life of physical culture. And what I mean by that is, so let's say you do have some issues. Maybe you have some mild onset of a chronic illness because you got into the physical culture game later in life and you started to develop some problems. Well, living within the realms of physical culture will allow you to continue to thrive in your life as opposed to sitting back and letting the ravages of a minor chronic illness become a major chronic illness. So, you know, it's not, if anybody's listening to the show and thinking, well, I've already got osteoarthritis. This sucks. You know, I missed out on this. No, you didn't. There are things you can do. We talk about it on the show all the time. There's intra-articular growth hormone injections. There's PRP injections. And there's continuing training, reducing inflammatory markers through diet and exercise. I mean, there's so many things you can do to continue to be able to feel like the future is bright.
I'm sitting here nodding my head. If people could, you know, if this was a video cast, they would see my head going up and down in agreement. That's absolutely true. And you know what else is really important, Carl? And you know, this is another thing that that you talk about on the show quite often. Stress. Finding not a stress-free lifestyle, because that's impossible, but a lower stress lifestyle is really, really important, hugely important.
And it's learning how to deal with stress. So, okay, what's the difference between somebody who deals with stress well and someone who doesn't? Someone who doesn't deal with stress well sweats everything. They sweat the small stuff. They sweat the big stuff. They get themselves frustrated about every single thing, especially things that they have no control over, like traffic. If you're one of those people who get stuck in traffic and you get pissed off, and you start complaining to yourself in an empty car and banging the steering wheel, know that you are doing nothing to alleviate the traffic and everything to destroy your body. When you make that connection, you sit back and you go, okay, I have no control over this, so I'm not going to freak out about it. Little things like that. Obviously, meditation. We've done a number of shows on meditation and mindfulness. Even doing a little bit of that goes a long way. So, again, great point. How you deal with your stress is an important factor in how well you will age and whether or not you will feel that the future is rosy. People who feel stressed out about every little fart, they don't feel the future is rosy because they feel like, my God, if my life is this difficult now, how's it going to be if I decided that I want to pick up, sell off everything I have, and move to Panama? How would I cope? No. People who cope with stress their options are endless because they know deep down inside that the things I can change, I will. The things I can't, I'm not going to let them bother me.
Yeah, yeah, that's hugely important. And I don't know if we have time to do it now or if we have to take a break, but there's another aspect of that that physical culture ties into, and that is when you are engaged in physical culture, you are taking control. Mm-hmm. You're taking responsibility and taking control of your health and your fitness and your strength. You're doing that through diet, exercise, and the other protocols that you mentioned. When you take control, you start to reduce stress. Because a whole lot of stress is about a feeling of being helpless.
Helpless, right.
Yeah, being trapped, being stuck, can't get out, can't escape. You know, that's the stuck in traffic thing. I mean, it's a metaphor for the whole being trapped. It's existential entrapment, if you will. Physical culture is a way of taking control, which teaches you to de-stress. I mean, do you know who the people with the lowest, the people who handle stress the greatest are, I think?
Who?
Champion athletes in any sport.
Yeah, because they have to be able to tune it out and stay
focused. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they stress, they tense up and they can't perform.
And you know what? And I want to discuss this on the other side of the break, but just the rudimentary exercises that you do in the gym. If you're using heavy weight, if you're only focusing for nanoseconds at a time on that heavy weight, that not only allows you to feel in control. And the progress that you see in control, but that focus, that momentary focus of when you're fighting against the weight, you're trying to keep the noise in your head down, you don't want the guy next to you who's doing curls distracting you, and it feels like time slows down in that rep, that translates to focus in the rest of your life. Notice that we have not said anything about weight loss. This has nothing to do about weight loss. Physical culture has nothing to do with weight loss any more than going to school for a trade has to do with the accumulation of books, pencils, and paper. Okay? They are a byproduct, but they're not the goal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get
Get Carbaline. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince, since 1935.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik, the keeper of the flame of physical culture. No one today does what Brooks Kubik does day in and day out, and that is to keep the true roots, the true crystals, that original flame of physical culture burning so it doesn't get lost in all the little splinter factions of physical culture. We have to remember what physical culture is about. It started in the Greco-Roman days. It was the desire for acquisition of greater strength, and muscularity was a byproduct of it. It was about gaining strength, being strong. You have to remember that evolutionary selection pressure favored the strong. Only the strong survive is a saying because it was true. And we have lost a lot of that today, and we have to keep physical culture alive, because otherwise we're going to be a bunch of overweight, slothful, very, very chronically ill people who have very, very short lifespans and raise children who have even shorter lifespans than our own. And if you are someone who is a devotee of physical culture, the future is so bright, you got to wear shades. So anyway, okay, getting back to this whole discussion, you know, when I went into the break, I said, notice that we have not talked about weight loss here. Right? Everybody talks about diet and exercise for weight loss, but we're talking about it right now as a mechanism for empowerment. There's a big difference here. So you're gaining on 60. I'm 57. 3 years from now, I'll be 60. I want to be stronger than I am today, not more frail. Right, Brooks?
Absolutely. And you know, not only stronger, but better conditioned, more fit, looking better, feeling better, and, you know, able to perform in all possible aspects of life better than you do today. You know, you want to be a better you, and you want to be thinking clearly, you want to be thinking sharp, you want to be able to focus, you want to be able to concentrate, and above all, you want to be able to enjoy life. So that's quite a goal. That's my birthday list. I'm 58 in 2 months, and you know, 60 in 2 years, and looking forward to it.
You know, and this notion that you can't, because you're getting closer to 60 is nonsense, folks. You may have to work a little harder at it, but you still can. Don't be afraid of work. Work is noble.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. And, you know, part of the impetus for the show, part of what got me thinking about this, I got an email yesterday from a long, long time dinosaur, someone that's been reading my books since 1996, okay? He's turning 50, and he is in hard training for Masters powerlifting competition in the raw division. That is, just wearing a belt, no other support gear. You know, that's the way he's going to celebrate 50. Got that yesterday. This morning, I got an email from Randy Ruppel. And Randy is a longtime dinosaur, turned 59 today. He is now training for CrossFit Masters competition.
Wow.
And, you know, the way he's going to celebrate 60 is he's going to compete in CrossFit at age 60. Can you imagine that? And I've got, you know, I've got other readers, national champions in Masters Olympic weightlifting. I actually have readers who have been world champions in Masters sports, weightlifting, one in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have some very, very accomplished older athletes who I know because they read my stuff, because we're on the same page. We're all looking ahead towards getting better, feeling better, and keeping up what we're doing, what our passion is, keeping it up for a long, long time. And that's pretty cool. So, got the idea from Randy, and I need to say, Randy, happy birthday. Thanks for motivating me to do this show. This show is dedicated to you. Have a good one, man.
Bill Hinburn just messaged me. He says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. That's a quote from Henry Ford. And it is true. And it really is true. I mean, what you believe is what you will receive. And so as a result of that, you have to make decisions based on the fact that there's nothing standing in your way of you achieving your goals at 60 other than your belief that you can achieve those goals at 60. Look, I don't complain about my ailments. I've got some ailments, man. I'm fighting uphill every single day. I go to the gym and I train as hard as I can. I train harder than 90% of the people in the gym. But trust me on this, when I say this, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I want to connect with all of you out there who think right now, well, yeah, Brooks and Carl, you guys, you know, you're different. You guys, no. We have our challenges. At 57 years old, I've got problems with my legs that are creeping up on me. Numbness in my lower legs. It's not multiple sclerosis. But there's something going on with, it could be, believe it or not, I have some fusing of vertebrae from years of heavy deadlifting and heavy squatting. Those vertebrae that fit into, right into the, pelvis area. Dr. Bill Seeds, who's my orthopedic surgeon up in Cleveland, he looked at my x-rays and says, man, he goes, you'll never have lower back pain problems. I said, why is that? He goes, because your vertebrae don't move anymore down there. He said, they're fused together, most likely from, you know, decades of heavy loading of the spine. He said, the good news is you're bulletproof in your lower back. But the bad news is that there's some nerves that come out of there, most notably the sciatic nerves. And they could be getting pinched. I could be developing some stenosis that could be leading to this numbness in my feet and lower legs below the knees.
Wow.
But you know what? When I get to the gym, I say, F that. I swear to God, that's what I say. I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to let it worry me. And I'm just as strong as I've always been, numbness or not. So for those of you out there who think you have your own personal challenges and this doesn't apply to you, you can't do it. Let me tell you, there is nobody in this group that doesn't have their personal challenges that they have to get past. But what are my options? Not to train and become crippled? Absolutely not. I'll train through this. I'll work through this and I will continue to be strong. And the strength that I develop will overpower any mild chronic disease that I have.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you know, the flip side of the discussion is that you have to realize, and you have to be realistic about it. When you're in your 50s, when you're 60, when you're 70, you know, whatever, you know, you're not 20. And over the course of life, everybody accumulates various problems, various challenges. What I refer to sometimes when I'm talking about muscle and joint issues, dings and dents. I mean, you know, we all have them. I was a high school wrestler. I loved high school wrestling. I had, you know, great times in that sport. I was a state champion in Greco-Roman style wrestling. And I have a mildly cauliflower ear. Okay, one ear is about twice as thick as the other. That's just a ding or a dent from the wrestling.
I think it's something to be proud of, personally. Even my fused spine, I think it's something to be proud of. You know what? You know I'm putting some weight on my back if that's what happens over years.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, some of these things are training-related or, you know, sports-related. Virtually everyone who played football in high school, if they're 50, 60, 70, they've got some kind of issue going on, some knee thing or ankle thing or hip thing, that probably, if you trace it back, you trace it back to football. Does that mean playing football was a mistake? Heck no. But, you know, it's something that happens. The other thing that happens is you just, as you go through life, as you get older, things happen.
Things break.
Things break. I mean, you know, I have glaucoma, which is a chronic eye disease. It is hereditary, and it just happens. It's not something that is caused by diet, exercise, nutrition, or the lack thereof. It just happens. And so at age 60, I've got that, and I didn't have it when I was 20. Okay.
Right.
So you deal with it.
Yeah, you can't whine about it. We have to take a break. Let's pick this up on the other side.
Okay.
You know, if you thought you were going to come to the show today and get a plan of steps on what to do to reinvent yourself at 60, you were wrong. But what you are going to get are the seeds of a flame, because you have to have that flame to build a desire. And if you have the desire, you'll find the pieces. But the problem occurs when you think it's too late for you. That's the real message here. It is never too late. I don't care if you're crippled. You can train your upper body. I may be that person someday. I will accept it. But you know what? It's the desire that is the factor of change here. It's not a plan. It's not reps and set schemes. It's the desire. And that's the gift being given today. Stay tuned.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby. I think
welcome back. As you heard, we have a new sponsor, Only Goodness Inside. You know, part of staying healthy, staying strong is avoiding toxins. Nutrition plays a role, but avoiding toxins. And one of the most toxic things that we do day in and day out is rub stuff underneath our arms where there's a cluster of lymph nodes that are filled with things like aluminum, formaldehyde, and other toxins. And you got to stop doing that every single day, 365 a year. Only Goodness Inside not only is devoid of the toxins, but it has healthy things in it, vitamins and minerals, and it will keep your underarms from stinking all day long. They are a proud sponsor of Superhuman Radio. Please show them some love. Go to the website, click the banner ad, try this stuff out, and let me know what you think of it on air at superhumanradio.com. Bill Hinburn said, if I thought I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. That's a quote from Mickey Mantle. I think that's pretty funny, isn't it?
That's a pretty good quote. You know, when you were reading that, I was trying to think who said it. And I was thinking, was that like... Who was the comedian? George Burns was that?
Oh yeah, George
Burns?
Did good. George did good. But you know, Mickey Mantle was a big drinker. No offense to him, but I mean, we have a different community here. Some of us have predisposed conditions that are somewhat unavoidable. We may have developed them younger in life, and then physical culture saved our lives. But they're still kind of nesting, if you will, there, and there is some erosion of bodily functions. So, but you got to just work through it.
Well, you do, and you know, to go back to, you know, pick up the comments I was making about my glaucoma, that's not been caused by my training or by lifting or by diet or nutrition or anything. It is simply something that is hereditary. All of the men on my father's side of the family have it, and it develops over time. Okay, so, you know, I've got that, and that's something I have to deal with. And that has affected my training to some degree, and the way it's affected the training is that instead of doing slow hard, heavy pulls, like a, you know, a heavy deadlift pull, for example, or a power squat where, you know, you're coming up and, you know, lifts where it takes a long time to complete the lift.
And Valsalva takes effect. I mean, your blood pressure is going up to 420 over 300 and stuff
like that. Exactly, yeah. You know, you've got the bright red face and all that. Okay, that's fine for some people. For me, it's not a good thing to do because glaucoma is all about internal eye pressure.
Right.
So what works better for me is the Olympic lifting that I do because it's so much faster.
Explosive. Boom. Explosive. Right.
Explosive. You don't have that effect. And I've had conversations with my eye doctor about this. You know, he's like, I don't want you lifting weights. I'm like, okay, wait, let's talk about exactly what I'm doing. He said, okay, you can do that. So we do that, and my eye pressures are actually improving even though I'm doing hard and heavy Olympic lifting, whereas if I was doing the powerlifting, probably that would be causing a problem for me. So that's an example of something that is purely the result of biology, heredity, and getting older. So you deal with it, and it has affected the way I train. Okay. Has it stopped me from training? No. Has it changed the way I train? Yes. Am I having fun when I train? You bet. And, you know, and I'm never going to stop. But, you know, a lot of people are in the same situation. Over time, probably you want to do things differently or do different things, and that's okay. You know, the important thing is to train. It, you know, Carl, between doing X, Y, and Z, or A, B, C, or just sitting there at home and watching TV, which is the choice?
Well, if you go by what makes you feel best, the choice has to be training hard.
Yeah, and you know, if you're training hard, you know, let's say 60 and beyond, you're training, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. You know, you can argue about whether this is better or that is better. Is such and so the best thing to do, or is such and so the best thing to do, or is this the best thing to do, or whatever. You know, the point is, you do what you can do and what you enjoy and what makes you feel good. That's the important thing. And that's a lesson that a lot of people don't learn. You know, particularly people who look at what other people are doing and they, you know, they want to do what everyone else is doing. Well, you know, it may work or it may not, but the important thing is to do what is best for you.
And you know what's best for you because it makes you feel good. When I wake up in the morning and I don't feel good, the last thing I want to do is train. But then after I train, and I'm talking about train with real intensity, I feel like King Kong as I exit the gym. And I've done that enough years now where when I wake up and I don't feel good in the morning because I didn't get a good night's sleep because of whatever, I was awakened in the middle of the night by a thunderstorm. I know the first thing I want to do is get to the gym. I don't even want to have breakfast. I'm like, oh, I'm going to train fast today. I'm going to get my clothes on, get to the gym as quickly as possible. Because after that first 10 minutes of cardio warm-up, I start snapping out of it. Mm-hmm. And then after a good hour of heavy lifting, I feel like King Kong. And I'm thinking to myself, how could this be wrong? Show me a drug that works that fast, that consistently, has no side effects, has only good effects. Show me a drug that I could pop in the morning a pill and feel that way. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, the old term, and Bob Hoffman used this all the time, iron pills. Barbells and dumbbells are iron pills.
I like it.
You know, and that has so much truth in it. You know, if the only pills you take are the iron pills, then you're doing great. And if you take the iron pills, particularly if you do so starting at an early age, but at whatever age you start taking them, iron pills, barbells and dumbbells.
We're going to take a break, and then let's come back out of the break and let's crystallize this back into why we're talking so much about physical culture when we're talking about reinventing yourself at 60. And let's bring it back into the fact that physical culture will endow you with the emotional and physical energy to go out there and do things anew, okay? So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, to learn more about all of Brooks' writings.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about nourishment in a different way, in the full sense of the word. Not just about what you eat and drink. So, Brooks, we've kind of gotten into a motivational discussion about why you can do whatever you want when you're 60, as long as you adhere to the tenets of physical culture. That really is what it's about, right? So, I mean, what it's about, as we said, to kind of bring this discussion full circle, is that 60 is not that old when you think that you can still do all the things that you were able to do when you were young.
That's absolutely true. And, it goes back to what is your biological age compared to your chronological age. And that's a really important consideration. Everybody wants to look young, and that's fine. But you want to feel young.
Yes.
And from a biological point of view, you want to be young.
In fact, somebody posted on Facebook the other day and then unfriended me when I made a comment about it. They posted, they had written an article saying, learn about the anti-aging secrets of the stars. And I posted under that, yeah, that's because celebs know about anti-aging. Gwyneth Paltrow is 42 and has osteoporosis. Everybody thinks that anti-aging is about what your skin looks like, what you look like on the outside. That has nothing to do with anti-aging. I'd rather have all the wrinkles of being a sun worshiper and be strong enough to squat 600 pounds at 60 than to have the skin of a baby and need someone to push me around in a wheelchair.
Well, as I said, it goes back to everyone wants to look young, but the important thing is to truly be young, to be biologically young. And what that means is that your body is younger than your chronological years. There are all kinds of tests, there are online calculators and things like that. You can figure out what your actual age or your biological age is as opposed to your chronological age. But we don't need to do that. We know what things make people old. Smoking makes people old. The wrong diet makes people old. Abusing or overusing certain drugs makes people old. And that's both legal drugs and pharmaceuticals. I mean,
right.
You've had zillions of shows on these. Exercise keeps you young. Lack of exercise
makes
you
old. Right.
The wrong kind of exercise can make you old. So, There are things that you do that lay the foundation for lifelong strength and health. And there are things that you do that lay the foundation for basically being pretty miserable from age 50 or 60 or whatever it is. But, what got me thinking about the topic for this show, as I said to you earlier, if you're in a situation where you're coming to the end of your traditional work cycle.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are out of the house. You do not have obligations to parents. Okay, what in the world is keeping you from doing literally whatever you want to do? Well, in most cases, the only thing that is holding someone back is their health.
Yes.
They just simply can't do it.
They can't even imagine the energy, having the energy to do these things. Oh, to move across country, to sell the house and buy that mobile trailer home and travel across the country. I don't have the energy to do that.
Yeah. I was thinking to myself, if you have the freedom to do something like that, the only thing that is holding you back, it's going to be financial, although you can usually work your way around that if you put your mind to it, or it is mental, in which case you just have to kind of start rethinking things. It may be you feel like you have to stay somewhere because you want to be around the kids or the grandkids or, whatever. And, that's perfectly understandable. But other than that, the one big thing that would keep people from really enjoying what we call the golden years, if you will, it is poor health. And do you know off the top of your head? I mean, you know what?
No, that's it.
What are the percentages of people who, you know, unfortunately are really in pretty bad health?
Well,
if you
use the obesity model
mm-hmm.
to predict that,
yeah,
then because you have to assume that even though there's lots of research out there that says, well, you know, you can be obese and healthy, but that's only for a short period of time as you're becoming obese. If you live with obesity long enough, so we're talking about older individuals, they've developed insulin resistance, dyslipidemia,
mm-hmm.
probably diseases related to inflammation like osteoarthritis, maybe even some autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis. If we use the obesity template to overlay on this for simplicity, 70% of America.
Okay.
70% of people who are in their 50s don't have the health quotient to consider the future as being an opportunity.
And that is extremely sad, and it is an indictment of our society and our medical system and so much. But now flip it around. If we had statistics on those who listen to Superhuman Radio, those who listen to Physical Culture Radio, we would not have 70%
I bet you 80% of our audience could say, yeah, I mean, I could do that once the kids are gone. Absolutely. I feel good. I feel strong enough to do that. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And you know, you're in a situation where you have the freedom to do what you want and live as you want because you have your strength and health. That's an incredible gift. And it's something, people don't hear it enough. I wish everybody in the world heard it at a really early age and accepted it and understood it. And people said, you know, I'm 20, but I'm training now and I'm eating right and I'm doing all the right things. I'm being smart because down the road, I want to have everything.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be transformative.
I agree. I think the one thing I'd like to leave people with before we end the show is this. If you are one of the people who is in that 20% where you don't have that energy, but you've just come to this community and you're starting to listen to the shows and you're starting to get the message, now make an actionable step. I don't care what it is. If you can't walk a mile, make that your first goal. If you have a hard time getting out of a chair, make standing more frequently. Stand during commercials of TV shows. If you are someone who's getting stronger, but you're ignoring conditioning, start working cardio back into the equation and increase your... But whatever it is, remember the word that Brooks brought to this audience years ago. It does. Without progression, it's nothing. If you're not progressing, if you're not setting small incremental goals to progress to, then you are languishing. You're standing still. The goal is to continue to get stronger, to get more fit, improve your conditioning, to move forward. So you need to start setting little achievable goals that you can achieve in weeks and months so you can see the progress. And then the anxiety of living starts to fall away and you go, wow, I can actually do these things and achieve these things and I can achieve more. Small goals, small successes, build big goals and build big successes. Start where you are, pick a goal, and move towards it, knowing that as you progress, you will find yourself in that position where you think to yourself, you know what, I'm going to be 65 soon, and I'm really going to look forward to this.
Well said.
You do not have a book coming out this week. What about next week? Any plans on anything next week?
we might actually have something coming out. I might be telling people that something is going to be coming out very soon. Yeah, we do have something that I'm finishing up. It's going to be out on Kindle, and I think people will be looking forward to it and enjoying it. And tell you what, Carl, my goal is to have 1,000 books out there, if not by age 60, by age 70.
There you go. That's a noble goal. It'll help a lot of people. Brooks, thanks for everything. Go to Brooks.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com to learn more. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a very, very important topic. And that is nourishment in the true sense with Deanna Minich. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl, start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.com. .net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we think about nourishment, and the word usually evokes an idea of something that you either eat or drink. The word nourishment has been co-opted pretty much by the dietary intake side of the discussion. But there's more to nourishment than just that. Nourishment in the full sense of the word means nourishing the entire being. We've done shows about mindfulness and meditation. We've done shows on transevolutionary fitness and how the role of the spirit plays into this whole discussion. You are not achieving everything you can if you're just focusing on diet and exercise. However, food and spirit have a connection. And this is going to be an interesting discussion with my next guest, Deanna Minnick. How you doing, Deanna?
Hi, Carl. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I love what you're doing. So, you know, we think of food as being fuel, exclusively fuel, calories, macronutrients. But way back in the early days, way before the United States was formed and a lot of the current nutritional doctrines were created, factions like Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine realized the connection between food and the spirit, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, you're making a distinction here even with this beautiful word that you're using, nourishment. And I think that for most people in our society, we think of nutrition. Everything has become nutrition, nutrients, and as you mentioned, calories. But nourishment in the full sense is seeing that food is more than just calories. It's information, it's connection, it's communion. It's really, the way that I say it is that there's power and potential in what you're eating in more than just your body. It's in the seven, what I would call the seven different layers of the self. And really and truly seeing that food can be everything from fuel to poetry. It can be enlightenment. It can be some type of cosmic connection with all that is. So yeah, I mean, we could just sit down to our plate of food and just take it in and get our calories and be done with it. Or we can see that our meal is really meaningful and that we can extract much more from it than the calories.
I would like to present something here as evidence of how we get lost in nutrition. The Okinawans were studied for longevity. Everybody just focused on their diet. No one focused on their lifestyles. No one focused on the time that they went to sleep every night, the time that they got up. No one focused on the activities they participated. No one focused on their stress levels and what they do to mitigate stress. Oh, it has to be the food. It has to be the food.
Right. Well, think of the Mediterranean diet. It's the most well-studied diet on the planet. There's nothing like it. I mean, everybody's talking about it. There are thousands of scientific publications. But I keep saying, how do they live in the Mediterranean? It's not just the tomatoes and the olive oil. You know, typically people just want that silver bullet. Just tell me what it is. Tell me how to eat, Deanna, and I'll do it. And I say, it's not that simple. And even for all of us that are eating really healthily, and we think that, wow, we're having our salad, we're having our smoothie, we're eating clean and lean, we could have a lot of poisonous, toxic thoughts, a lot of emotional baggage, and sit down to that meal, and we're still not extracting everything that we really could.
Okay, so
we have,
okay. I want to stay with this for a second because this is something I've been observing in myself. Okay, I've come to the conclusion that what I believe about the food before I eat it actually ends up causing. Now I know a lot of people are going to go, "Okay, Carl, now you've lost it. This is metaphysical hooey." You know, no, but I actually believe that if you sit down at a meal and you, let's say you eat a certain way and then you have to be social one night, you go out to dinner and you reluctantly order something you normally wouldn't eat and you are just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm eating this. That food may not be the best thing for you to eat, but it gets worse when you start to metabolize the food under the conditions of stress that, oh my God, this stuff is going to hurt me.
Yeah. Carl, there are actually studies on this. It's not woo-woo. It's scientifically shown. There are a handful of studies, and I'll tell you one if you're interested.
Please.
All right. So there was a study, and this is a recent one. I think it was published in 2014, where people were given a cup of tea. And they said, just drink this cup of tea and then fill out this questionnaire about your mood. So people did that, and they drank the tea. They filled out the questionnaire. And then the second time they gave them the tea, this tea had been blessed by a monk or monks. And so then they had them drink the tea and then rate their mood. And what they found, and the people didn't know that the tea had been blessed, but what they found was that the tea, that they drank from the blessed, from the blessing, had actually increased their mood. It made their mood better. Now, the third time and the last time that they came back to these people, they said, okay, drink this tea, and we want you to know that the tea has been blessed by monks. Well, exponentially, their mood questionnaires went up.
Right.
So all of the scores were high, and it was much greater. And so when we know that there's something really divine and special about a meal, and something has been imparted in that meal that was really special, then somehow our body is registering that on more than just the physical level.
Now, why would we be surprised of this? We have known the placebo effect can actually cure diseases. Why would
yes.
we be surprised that what we think actually has the ability to manifest itself? Why people will listen to this and go, oh, you know, but then they'll read a study that said, you know, people who were given a placebo but told that it was a powerful cancer drug saw a 30% increased remission rate over the other group. And they go, oh, yeah, well, that's the placebo effect. Why is it that we have such a hard time connecting the fact that our minds are that strong?
I think because it's a lot of responsibility.
Yes.
It's easier to say, okay, I'll change my diet. I'll go to the grocery store and buy different foods. But if I have to overhaul my thinking and my thought processes and my beliefs and start to really question every single little thing I'm doing, then it becomes pretty overwhelming, and people don't always want to look at that. That is a much greater lifestyle change, I think, than just going up to the grocery store. But it has to start somewhere. And the food that we have, if we take a quantum physics approach to food, and I think that we need to go there, we're done with the low-fat, high-fat, high-protein, low-protein. I mean, that is just so 20th century. The 21st century is about looking at food as quantum molecules, looking at the resonance and the frequency and the vibration of what we're taking in. So if we're eating crappy foods with a crappy vibration, that's not going to be very helpful for our thought processes either. So I think we have to make steps in the direction of first having the good healthy food with high vibration. That's going to change our vibration somewhat, or at least make it easier to be in that place of thinking better, having better thoughts, being in a better mood, not having health complaints. And then when we start to change our thoughts and emotions and beliefs around all of that, we just skyrocket. You know, then the potential is magnanimous and really huge for healing.
And you know, everybody, personally, you and I were originally going to talk about detox, but I was like, look, Deanna, detox is so overdone and it really has lost its meaning. It's like core training. It's like nobody even knows what it means anymore. But the reality
right.
is toxic, effects of food, and by eliminating those toxic effects through mindfulness, you can actually detox by using food. And it doesn't have to be, oh, this food here is a detox food. It's the mindfulness that goes
yeah.
hand in hand with the food, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and what I would say to all of your listeners is do the experiment. This is what I have people do in my classes. I say, cook up some white rice or oatmeal or just something,
right.
some kind of grain, because, you know, that usually works. Take the rice, put it in two separate glass jars so that you can actually see it. And I've had people do this in my classes, and I always take the people that doubt this the most, and I say, I want you to do it, and I want you to post on what happens for you. So you cook up the rice, you put it in the glass jars, and then you put words on the glass jars that correspond to different feelings. So on one of them, I remember one of the students put love, and then on the other one she put hate. There was another student that put Darth Vader on her glass, and then the other one put Amazing Grace. And she would actually sing Amazing Grace to that glass jar filled with rice every day. So what I wanted them to do was to monitor and say these words to the rice every day. And I know it sounds goofy, right? But it's an experiment. Just do it if you don't believe me. So what they found, and this happened time after time after time, is that the glass jar holding rice with a negative word like hate or Darth Vader or something that wasn't life-promoting turned bad faster than the rice that had the good word said to
really?
It.
Really? Like how significantly
yes.
fast?
They got mold. They had blue mold. It turned black in some patches. There was white fuzzy mold. There was blue mold. You can clearly see that there were color differences. Decaying was happening at a faster rate. So then I think about our bodies, Carl. I think about think of all the negative things that we might be hearing. We might have the television on, we might have radio on, and it's not, or we might be looking at social media posts. And what if we don't have life-promoting verbiage and affirmations in our environment? What messages are we sending to ourselves?
Yeah.
How is this changing our physiology, right?
No, this is so true.
I think it's huge.
This is so true. And you know what? People get lost in this notion of vibrations, but let's say this instead. What you think has an effect on your physiology. And so if you believe a food is bad for you, or you are consumed with the angst of the day and what's going on in politics and stuff like that, and you're sitting down to a meal, you're not going to have the same benefits from that food. It's going to be toxic for your body to some degree. I firmly believe, I want to take a break. When we come back, I know you have a workshop coming up. I want to plug that, and then we'll get deeper into this discussion. If you want to learn more about Deanna Minnick's work, you can go to foodandspirit.com. And in fact, we're going to start talking about foods and the connection to different spirit points, let's say. And you can actually get the entire report there yourself later on. Go to foodandspirit.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I'm going through the break, Deanna, and I'm thinking, you know, why do people have such a hard time grasping this? They can grasp a lot of these different aspects of what we're talking about within the realm of quantum physics and physics in general. And even in modern medicine, medical research, where we have placebo effect. But when you kind of put all this stuff together, and you really did hit on it, and if somebody buys into this, all of a sudden they realize, oh my God, I am at the helm of my health.
Yes.
Completely. And I'll tell you something. We interviewed John White back in 2014. He is the founder of the whole Noetic Sciences movement.
Noetic Sciences, right?
Yeah, and I mean, these are scientists, and they're talking about this stuff that really kind of borders on the whole metaphysical, and it all of a sudden it loses credibility because people are like, oh, food vibrating? I don't think so.
It's been shown, you know, there are other studies that are, and these are in Europe and in Japan. You know, they're much more advanced in their sciences sometimes than Americans are.
Yeah.
But they are looking at what they call the biophotonic emission of food, where they can look at the photonic spray or how much is being given off by the food. And so what are photons? They're just packages of light
right.
that we get basically from the sun. Like everything you eat is sun. It somehow has been connected to the sunlight. If we had no sun, we would have no nourishment at all.
Right.
So what these researchers are doing is they're saying, you know, these foods are decaying at a faster rate. They lose more photons. They're looking at it more from an agriculture standpoint. But can you imagine, Carl, that one day you walk into a grocery store with your iPhone or your smartphone, and with a little camera light, you start assessing foods. You get numerical readings on your iPhone, and it will say, because I can look at two oranges, and with my eyes, I could say, well, these two oranges look the same. But what if they're not? What if they have different phytonutrient contents, which would lead to different vibrational capacities and what they could do in the body? Because what is vibration? It's just
wavelength.
Nanometers,
yeah,
wavelengths of light, which that's what vitamins are. That's what minerals are. Everything that we take in are just wavelengths. What is vitamin D? You know, it's a certain nanometer of light that is
right.
registered in the body. So it's the same thing with food, and I think eventually we're going to go and we're going to walk into a restaurant, sit down, be presented with an iPad, put our hand on it, figure out where our energy is, and then we're going to know exactly what we need to eat. And, of course, this is a very sci-fi kind of look at it, but I'm seeing a lot of these things already start to emerge.
Talk about the you have an upcoming seminar, correct?
Yeah, so I do a lot of online programs. My goal and my calling in life is to bring science and spirituality to people in a way that really changes their health.
And you don't have to change religions. This spirituality is very, very different than religion. I just want to get that out there because we have...
Yeah, spirituality? It's just a feeling of connection to something larger than ourselves. You know, I could get that feeling of spirituality looking at the nighttime sky with all the stars and feeling how small I am.
Yes.
Or I could have it in a conversation, or, you know, I could be in nature, whatever that, or I could be at a rock concert where I feel like that sense of bliss, like just feeling connected and united with all of life.
Right.
And in fact, my personal path, the way that I even got into science and spirituality, because my mother, when I was growing up, when I was very young, she got into her food and faith. And for her, it was more religion.
Right.
And it became, you know, that, you know, you treat your body as a temple, and we should be watching what we're putting in. No microwaved food, no processed food. And so I was raised with this type of framework at a very young age. So anyway, what I do in these programs and what my calling is really to help people see the larger vision of their health. And because I've studied so much science, what I'm starting to see is that science is truly overlapping onto spirituality and looking at spiritual health, mental well-being, and emotional health. And I do a lot of these programs to really focus on all of those different aspects of the self.
And when is this this next get-together?
Yeah, the next one, it's an online program. It's just 1 week, and our focus is on the brain and our overall energy level, and it starts this Monday. So people can sign up by going to whole, W-H-O-L-E, hyphen, just a little dash, and then detox, wholedetox.com. And then the program is a week long, lots of information, a lot of the research that I've extrapolated from a lot of studies, along with a mind-body approach to your brain. So we do visualizations, meditations, movement, we do thought exercises, and it's kind of like a menu that you have every day where you can choose certain things to do, and even making small changes can change your brain. And most people are really afraid of losing their mental sharpness, and so for them, that's the impetus, and there's nothing like mind-body medicine to help your brain.
No, absolutely. And we're learning more and more. I mean, mainstream science is now starting to get this. It's no longer a fringe. They're going, wow, this works with cancer patients. Wow, look at this. When we have cancer patients meditate on seeing macrophages devouring their cancer,
their
recidivism rate drops. The cancer cures work. They feel better. They look. So this is, you know, I've often thought about this in the context of my own life. If I realized the real power, and I'm not talking about the secret, like putting a picture of a Mercedes-Benz on the wall and going, I'm going to have that someday. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is if I really understood the real effect and strength of my brain and how it manifests changes in my physiology, I could actually make myself younger over time. And then you think to yourself, oh, that's BS, because that comes with a lot of responsibility, because that means that if you don't do it, it's your own fault. I mean, it's really scary. Yeah.
And there was a study, a very famous study called the Framingham Heart Study.
It's
very well known. And what they showed was that women that believed that they would die of heart disease were 4 times greater to die of heart disease compared with women who did not believe that they would die of heart disease. You know how sometimes we're raised and we see our parents getting older and we think, okay, I'm probably going to get that heart disease, or I'm going to die at 65. My dad's like this.
Yeah.
He's like, well, my parents died between 60 and 70, and, you know, I'm not going to live forever. So he has already destined himself to living within 60 to 70. And then he's like, well, then it's time to check out. So, you know, he's setting a mental framework that will change his decisions going forward that probably could lead in that direction, right?
Yes.
I'd like him to be around a 90.
Right. No, that's a great point. Even, you know, I mean, just from the standpoint of the decision making, well, I don't have much longer to live. I'm going to take up cigarette smoking now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll have that cheesecake. For him, it's cheesecake. He loves cheesecake. And I keep saying, I said, Dad, that's like, you know, at least what I say to him, he has a very positive attitude. So what I say is, Dad, if you're going to eat that cheesecake, just eat it with love. Like every bite you take, just, you know, really be there. And he is happy when he's eating it. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the best I can do with him.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the connection between some foods and the spiritual connection. Okay?
Great.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Bring it back down tonight.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Deanna Minnick. We're talking about Nourishment in the true sense. Play on words there when we talk about sense. So let's talk about something that is actually a free report that people can find at foodandspirit.com, and that is the Food Spirit Connection Guide. And then we'll talk about a book that you have also that kind of puts all this stuff into actionable steps.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go through the colors because,
yes.
You know, that might be a way for people to really see the larger picture of it. So, you know, Carl, even as we're talking about mind-body medicine, I feel that, as a scientist and as a clinician, that just saying mind-body is very limiting. I think, you know, we're going to morph probably in 10 to 20 years, and we're going to start to see that there are so many layers to who we are as human beings, and we're only talking about the mind and the body. So
yeah, right.
Really,
and there's something else there because, you know, in noetic sciences, they've actually weighed the spirit now.
The 7-pound spirit?
Well,
the soul?
I don't know that it's 7 pounds. I don't remember what it was, but I just know reading an article about how they took a person who was dying, who donated themselves to this process and put them in sort of on a bed, if you will, that was attached to a scale used by NASA to measure like the smallest increments of weight that you could measure. And when the person passed, they got lighter by a certain amount, and they said that was the spirit leaving the body.
Yeah, I recall hearing very similar stories. There's something to it. Well, if we look, let's go back to what you were saying about ancient traditions, right? Because there really is nothing new under the sun. We just come back to it. We remember it. So if we look at Ayurvedic medicine, which is the oldest medicine on the planet, the East Asian medicine system, they looked at many different facets within the body that correlated to endocrine glands.
Right.
So endocrine glands are things like ovaries or thyroid or pancreas or different glands in the brain like the pituitary or pineal gland. And so there were mystical and spiritual traditions that even formed around this medical knowledge of endocrine glands in the body. And what we know now, even around toxicity, is that some of the most sensitive organs in the body that respond to toxins are these endocrine glands. So people become infertile, they get neurological issues, they get immune issues, and all of these are correlated to the endocrine gland. So it's a very sensitive system. So within Food and Spirit, what I have done is I've gone beyond mind-body, and I've focused on the 7 different aspects of the self. And these 7 aspects are based in ancient healing traditions. So this is not something I made up. I brought in more of the food connection, but this has been around for thousands and thousands of years, and I think it's time that it emerges in the 21st century.
Okay. And in fact, the pineal gland has been identified as producing a chemical DMT, dimethyltryptamine, I believe it is, that has now been called the spirit molecule by many scientists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, and it registers light and the finest vibration, if we think of light, sunlight, and our patterns with light. You know, that would be most connecting to spirit versus something like food, which connects to, you know, more of the physical body. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's go.
So maybe.
Yeah.
So let me just give the high level first. So the way that I see these body systems, and again, you can download the chart on the homepage of foodandspirit.com. You can just get the chart yourself. It's very colorful. Is I see that there's a connection between physiology, psychology, eating, and living. So, Carl, if you were to describe some of the things going on maybe for you, or if I saw what people were eating in a restaurant, I can already infer certain things about their physiology and their psychology just based on the signals that I'm seeing. So there's all different colors of the rainbow that correlate to the different centers, and I have names for them. So when we talk about the root, this is the color red. This is survival. This is the adrenal glands. So I associate this with protein. What keeps us stable, present, in our bodies, able to be just solid and grounded? So protein, minerals, red color foods that are high in vitamin C, and vitamin C feeds the adrenal glands. So it's all very interconnected.
And we know that from science. We know that that's actually the case, that vitamin C, much of the vitamin C that you take ends up in your adrenals.
Yeah, it really concentrates there. And also the immune system, too, responds to vitamin C. And what the root is about is establishing boundaries, being a physical being in this life. So we need our immune system. Why are so many people having food intolerances or reactions or autoimmune disease? This, as I would see it, is part of an imbalance in the root of a person, their root system, their sense of safety.
The discussion has to, and then we're going to plug a book where that has actionable steps that you can take. But the discussion then has to become, what has the adherence and love affair we've had with chemical toxins that are sprayed on our food contributed to this symbiosis, if you will?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. We think of genetically modified organisms where we tinker with the DNA of food and of life, and we start tinkering with our own DNA in very negative ways. So, I'm so glad that you bring up that toxic connection, because we really do get in and start impacting those systems.
Well, I'm talking more from the pesticides. I mean, I don't care where people stand on genetically modified. The truth is, we don't know whether they're safe or not. So let's put that aside. What we do know, pretty assuredly, is the fact that the chemicals, 250 million pounds a year sprayed on some of the most consumed crops in America of pesticides and herbicides, those mm-hmm. chemicals must be playing a role, as you point out, their vibrations, their photometry, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They have to
be
contributing to disease, right?
Oh, they are. I mean, you name it. I mean, look at a lot of these 21st century diseases, like chronic fatigue syndrome, multiple chemical sensitivity. We never had these before. We never had the people losing their energy, so much fatigue. And a lot of these toxins are mitochondrial poisons. So what ends up happening is they block our energy pathways. We start gaining weight. We start becoming mentally foggy. We can't get enough energy to make it through the day. So what do? We start downing ourselves with sugar and caffeine and other things to keep us going. But really underlying all of this is potentially a lot of toxins.
Now, you have a book called The Complete Handbook of Quantum Healing, and it will be on superhumanradio.com in a little while. That book takes all of this information that you could find on the chart, the food and spirit chart, and actually puts it into the context of illnesses and actionable steps, right?
That's right. It's a protocol guide. So, in fact, I just picked up my copy right here, and I just opened up to a page. You can open up to anything from, fatigue, eczema, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Like, what do you do for IBS, right? So what I do is I give you a description. What are the dietary things that you can do? What are supplements that you can take? I talk about some of the emotions that are underpinning IBS. What are some flower essences that you can take? What are affirmations, a visualization, and then a meditation? So it's very hands-on. I use this as a reference guide. And it took a long time for me to put that together, because I really had to be in the space of each of those conditions, what I had experienced clinically working with people in those conditions. And, a lot of those things help. You have to just, when you don't know, when you've tried so many different things and you're getting the same results, you've got to try something else. And sometimes that means stepping out of the box and trying something like visualization or guided imagery. I worked with cancer patients when I was in Chicago, and the physician I was working with there used a lot of guided imagery with them.
Yeah.
And I noticed that really helped them.
Yes.
You know, they were really overseeing their own destiny through these visualizations.
And you know what? This research is undeniable in cancer patients, and so why would somebody not understand that they can change their health just through what they think? That's, to me, that is the most powerful part of this message. I get the foods, I get the plant essences and flower. I get all that stuff as quote unquote supplemental. But what I see, the real source of our strength is what we believe. That is what manifests in our body. This is what
That's
I
right.
want to focus on when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Ready, let's roll.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Deanna Minnick. We've been talking about this connection between nourishing the entire being. It's more than mind and body. There is a spirit. We understand that. Most of us believe there is a spirit, whether you are a religious person or a spiritual person. But the spirit and the mind are intertwined. They overlap and they're interconnected and they influence each other. So, Deanna, have you had experiences, either personal experiences or maybe with clients, that had a hard time grasping the reality of this, and then when they did, they saw transformation?
Definitely. You know, I've seen a lot of people over the years, whether patients or family members or even friends, but, you know, it even goes back into my own life, you know. So when I was going through school and I was in college, I was in my early 20s, and I would say that I really wasn't focused on the mind. I was focused on science and in the mind in that way, but I wasn't focused on the mind as it related to healing. And I did have a lot of just struggled emotionally with some things going on in my family, feeling very anxious. I always had a lot of anxiety. So always seeking out, you know, what are some solutions? And eventually that took me to nutrition, because I was thinking that none of the things that I was doing was working. And so how can I change this situation? So when I was in graduate school and I was working for this oncologist and doing research and finding out what he was doing with his patients, and I started learning about guided imagery and visualization, which at that time to me was very foreign, and it seemed like it was not very scientifically sound. But I thought, well, if a doctor's doing it, there must be something to it. And a lot of these patients were telling me how it was changing their lives. It wasn't so much even what the food that he was having them eat that was doing for them. It was the visualization. So what I started to do was I started visualizing when I was very anxious or feeling stressed. I started visualizing what I wanted as the outcome. So I would see myself go into a job interview, or I would have a meeting, or I'd have to talk with a certain person. And even before I got to that place, I would visualize how I wanted that meeting to be, what I wanted to feel like afterwards. And that helped me so much in terms of my anxiety and the stress level that I had. And then further from that, you know, I started getting physical symptoms, not relating directly to the anxiety, but to just my reproductive organs. I started having issues with my ovaries and my fallopian tubes, and so there was really nothing that could be done for these for what I had going on there, which was a lot of cysts and just not healthy tissue. I had a lot of inflammation. So this was something that I did that was completely organic. I did not even think about this, but I started painting. So I'm not an artist. I've never studied art. I like colors. I like the visual arts.
Right.
So my doctor told me, she's like, Deanna, there's nothing that can be done for these ovarian issues. You know, you've got endometriosis. There's nothing that can be, you know, you've got a blocked fallopian tube. You know, you're basically, we just have to monitor this. It can turn into cancer. So I thought, okay, I was doing everything nutritionally, I was doing exercise, nothing was changing it. So I remember that I got into this period of heightened creativity where I just started pulling out canvases. I would go to the store, buy canvases, I'd lay on the ground and just start painting like wild, and just not even thinking about it, but just painting. And I'd paint all these pictures and I put them around the house, and I was just feeling so nourished by the artwork. And my husband even said to me, he's like, Deanna, what are you painting? Like, all of these abstract pictures, they all look like ovaries and a uterus. They actually were. I didn't even think about it. But so after I had done this flurry of painting, which lasted probably 6 to 8 months, and from there I was even making some paintings, I did go back to the doctor, and she's like, well, you know, she did an ultrasound and checked everything going on, and she's like, your block is gone.
Really?
And I said, really? And she goes, that never happened. She goes, what did you do? And I said, well, I didn't change anything nutritionally. I said, really, the only thing I did was I just started painting.
That's so funny.
Being a little bit more creative in my life. And, of course, you know, that just seems too far-fetched for her to really think that that had anything to do with my symptoms. But I feel like it did.
What about clients of yours? Have you ever had a client come to you and you've given them this idea and said, look, you know, you need to start being more grateful, finding some happiness, and things will manifest, and they looked at you and went, look, you know, it's not going to work for me.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one patient in particular, a 62-year-old Vietnam vet had come to us, and he was just a newly diagnosed diabetic. He was pretty negative and very downtrodden, kind of depressed even, and, you know, he was already on a number of medications, and he's thinking, oh, great, you know, now I have to take insulin or something else. So I remember, and I had the great fortune of working with doctors that also believe and do a lot of mind-body work. So I remember having a discussion with him. It was in our second session where I just kind of leaned over the table to him and I looked him in the eye and I said, you know, do you really want to change? Is this something that you're set out to do that, you know, you're only 62. You've got 30 more years in front of you at least.
Right.
And his eyes just kind of got wide. He was like, what? And I said, you know, you've got grandchildren. I said, come on, you're at a crossroads right now. And either you have to own this, you have to be positive, you've got to be thinking forward and optimistic. Studies show that when you're optimistic that you reduce inflammation in your body, you've got lots of inflammation. Of course, this is a lot for him to swallow. You know, being a Vietnam vet and kind of having his certain way of life and, you know, he just didn't come from this place. So finally, he was latching on to this idea. He thought, you know what, I'm just gonna try it. I'm gonna try out some things, and he was not very receptive initially. So we worked together on a weekly basis, sometimes a biweekly basis, but essentially he had started to make huge changes in his life. He started with baby steps, and every time he would come in, he was more and more positive. And what was happening was his wife was becoming negative, even more negative, because she's seeing his positivity, and she's thinking, uh-oh, that means I have to change now.
Yeah.
And I could see that, you know, she was very, I could tell she was a little bit jealous, she was very reluctant, and, you know, he was like the life of the party. They'd go out to social gatherings, and whether it was their church or just groups of friends, and he was like, everybody wanted to know what he was doing that was so different. And really and truly, it was not so much of what he was doing in the way of eating or movement, it was how he was thinking, and that was radiating through his personality.
You know, and that poses an interesting dynamic. So, you know, if you are part of a family and you have become kind
yeah.
of in almost like the John Bradshaw-esque model
yes.
of like you have your place in that family, and now all
yeah.
of a sudden you decide, you know, I'm going to flip the switch. I'm going to be more grateful for the few things I have. I'm not going to fret over the things I want and don't have. I'm going to find gratitude in my life. I'm going to be happier. I'm going to find
yep.
the wave and start riding it. I'm not going to try to force things any longer. I'm going to let
yeah.
things unfold. And then your spouse, your family members are like, well, why aren't you worried
like,
about this?
Changed.
Yeah, no, but no,
what's going on with you?
It's not even that. It's like, well, why are they still living the way they did? And you're
yeah.
like, well, why aren't you worried about this? Why aren't you worried about that? And it's like, and they don't want to buy into this. Well, worry doesn't change anything. You know, things change when they're ready to change. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and you know, one of the other things, I'm so glad that you're mentioning this, because when we do it, people go through our programs where we address the whole self. Sometimes what emerges is that people start really thinking about their toxic relationships. Like they never thought that they could truly say no to people. And they, another common thing that happens to people when they go through this process is they quit their jobs. They're like, I can't believe I was doing that toxic day in, day out, the boss shouting at me, you know, such a high stress job. I don't deserve this. You know, they start really moving their thoughts and beliefs over to empowering themselves rather than putting themselves down.
Right.
So there is this sense of confidence that happens when people start thinking differently like this, and this kind of shatters their relationships with certain people in which those people weren't supportive to begin with.
Or those people can jump on board. There's an option there. It doesn't have to destroy a relationship. We're coming to the end of the interview. I have to plug a few things. So the first thing I want to plug is if you want to take the online course, it starts Monday, whole-detox.com. Go there and enroll. If you want to get more information about the things we're talking about, including that report, go to foodandspirit.com. And on the Superhuman Radio homepage later today, the complete handbook of quantum healing will be available to those of you who want to take actionable steps and integrate some of this stuff into your life. You know, a lot of people tune out when we start talking about these things. I've seen this stuff manifest itself in my own life. I've ridden that wave where everything falls in place, and then I've found myself where I was trying to force life to happen, and it doesn't happen. And even if people say, oh, Carl, that's just synchronicity, that has nothing to do with, then fine. Why not live a life where you feel like the world is more favorable
yeah.
to you?
Right.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, And you mentioned the placebo. There's also the nocebo effect. Nocebo means that when you believe something is bad for you, that something bad will happen. And that's actually been proven in scientific literature that, you know, if you think if you take a drug it's going to be bad for you, it's going to have more side effects for you.
Mm-hmm.
So why not change your mind first and then let everything go from there?
Funny, we use this quote during the first hour, and it's appropriate here again. Henry Ford once said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So what the mind perceives,
perfect,
it can achieve. Listen, Deanna, thank you. And you know what? I should have been calling you Dr. Deanna. I apologize for not giving you the appropriate salutation. But anyway, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing this great message to your listeners. I really appreciate it. It's going to help them a lot.
Yeah, take care. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so there you have it. Also, thanks to Brooks Kubik for the first hour. Go to his website, brookskubik.com. And also, if you want a free sample of Crealkaline, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Crealkaline. Make sure you include your mailing address or you won't get it. Crealkaline is the only patented, researched, buffered form of creatine monohydrate. Check it out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with Casual Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.